Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
Oh, boy. Do you see this? Wisconsin School District is abandoning A through F grading scale.
Wonderful.
To prevent stress. Now, in all fairness, In all fairness, the Greenville County School System theoretically did this. They got rid of letter grades, but you get a number grade, which I actually like better. They just give you the average, right? And then they'll put a key at the bottom, which is like A, B, C, D, and then you can figure it out. But it doesn't actually have the letter grades. It'll just have the number grade, right?
Yeah. So there's one added step.
Yeah. So it's not as in your face. And I'm fine with that. I love having the number grade.
Yeah.
Because I have, you know, one son who I'm super obsessed with. He will bring home a report card with a 99 average and apologize to me for losing that one point. I'm like, dude.
Really?
Your mama got if I got an A, it was like a 94. You know what I mean? I was flying by the seat of my pants.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm like, dude, I never got a grade like that.
Really?
Must have your daddy's brains. So, you know, I like that. But this is what this school district in Madison, Wisconsin, has made the decision to abandon the common A to F grading system based in favor of a system that is kinder to students. Now top students will be graded as exceeding, while failing students will be, wait for it, emerging.
Gosh.
From what they don't say. From a spanking in my house is what you're emerging from with a sore behind. Anyway, the report... It says that the district has introduced four new categories to replace the traditional grading scale. There's exceeding, student consistently exceeds grade level expectations. Meeting, they aren't, you know, on average. Developing, students developing an understanding and approaching grade level expectations. And emerging, they're failing, but maybe someday they won't be.
So if you're a senior and you're still emerging, what does that say about your diploma?
I don't know. I hope this doesn't catch on. But you know what? I can see, and I've been seeing the outlines of this for so many years, and I've been documenting this. Eventually, it's going to become, Lee, politically incorrect to win, speak of
winning. Oh, it's already there.
A lot of these schools have eliminated valedictorians, salutatorians, all that. But it's not like a thing of shame. I mean, it's going to get to be where if you call yourself the winner or you say we won or you know what I mean? Like, you're going to be canceled.
Yeah,
it'll get that radical before they're done. And this is a darn shame. Look, I have a straight A student, and I have a student who could be a straight A student who needs to be kicked in the rear end weekly. You got one of those? You ever had one of those?
He's emerging.
She's emerging.
She is emerging.
She's one of those kids who's super smart and uses that to skate by in life.
Yeah.
Right? And so, I mean, I rely on, if you're a parent in the Greenville system, you know what I'm talking about. I love this backpack thing they have now. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. It's a pain in the neck to sign up for it. You got to give them, like, you know, everything but your bank records, right? But I know it's a pain, but I got it. And so every grade goes in and you can see what they're doing. You don't just get the final grade. Well, I had one child. I just saw 50 come across and I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And then I saw another one the same week. And that was a week when that child told me there was no homework. And it turns out there was homework.
Yeah.
And it was graded. You know, so... that was quite an event in our house. Wouldn't want to relive that week.
Some things emerged there, too.
Things emerged there. But see, if she just got, like, the exceeding and stuff, then I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't know any of that. That keeps parents so much in the dark. Well, she's just, you know, she's sort of emerging. Well, how did she get to emerging exactly? Mm-hmm. But I love the Greenville system in that I can take action right away to nip it in the butt. You know, and stuff got taken, phones and computers. And, you know, if you're too lazy to do your homework, then you're not going to have a phone. You're not going to have a computer. You could just sit there on the couch, and I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
But I was able to nip that in the bud, and I was immediately able to turn around and email the teachers, what is up with this? What's this grade? Wasn't turned in. You know. So, by the way, do you realize when your child doesn't turn something in the Greenville system, it just doesn't do it, right? Do you know what grade they get?
They get a 50.
Yes!
They get a zero. Yeah.
Yeah, they get a 50.
You have reported on that, yeah. I remember that. I was listening.
I know. Get a 50. I'm like, well, what's with this other 50 points?
Yeah.
She didn't earn that. Anyway, so we nipped that in the bud. So, I mean, I like having the number score on all of the grades because it really tells me what's going on.
Well.
And I like to know what's going on.
Yes, as all parents should.
Yeah. And it's, you know what? It's not about grades. I'm having this argument right now, right? Because I've got a tween. I'm having this argument. Mom, I just want to be a stay-at-home mom. I don't need these grades. Well, okay. But honey, if I let you slide through life with a maybe, I'll turn it in. Maybe I won't. What am I teaching you? I'm teaching you it's okay to be a maybe I'll do my best as a mom today or maybe I won't.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I was like, do you want a mediocre mom?
Yeah.
And my child's like, no. I'm like, well, there you go. This is the life lesson we're learning.
Yeah.
And we're using grades to do it. I don't care if your bliss is you want to be a stay-at-home mom and that's what you want to do. Awesome. Go do that. But you're going to be the best darn stay-at-home mom there ever was to your ability. And we're not going to accept anything else. And I cannot allow you to think that that is acceptable.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to be a CEO. Whatever. I don't care. But it's not, you, no. So, I mean, that really cuts parents out of the process right there. You really can't see what's going on, you know?
Of course.
But it's the death of winning. So we got to protect the losers.
Right, because we are it's a collective. We are a socialist society. That's where we're headed. And that there's no winners and there's no losers. There's only residents.
Yeah.
And that everything must be shared equally, despite whatever effort or ambition there is there that has not been beaten out of you yet. They'll take care of that eventually.
Is that not ultimately what this whole transgender men participating in women's sports is saying, what winning is at best secondary. It's about who gets to compete.
It's about failing to accept the reality of your soul and your spirituality, and that it's a godless society is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
It's a purely godless society is where they're trying to take us, where there is no God. The only God is you. Whatever you want, whatever makes you feel good, whatever makes you feel empowered, whatever makes you happy is the only thing that's important. And the problem is, that's a horrible way for humanity to live.
I know. It is on so many levels. I mean, I don't understand. What child has ever been destroyed for life by failing? I mean, I have a brother-in-law who's was held back in school, has held back a grade, and is now very successful. He's a corporate executive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't kill him. Probably did him some good.
Failure is a motivating experience. It is a necessary part of life.
I know.
And kids, so is succeeding.
Kids have to be allowed to fail. And you know what? It's so fun, cool. It's going to sound weird about failure. I've learned this having a child who was, you know, she had some processing problems and some struggles in school, is that it makes those victories, even the smallest ones, so much sweeter. Mm-hmm. It just does. I mean, we just, you know, we're still struggling in school, but he got through an entire math homework the other day without an error. That's never happened before. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. It was just math homework. But man, we're screaming and yelling and jumping around the kitchen table and high-fiving it and calling his dad in and he's high-fiving it and we're celebrating. He's got the biggest grin forever on his face. If no losing is allowed, then no joy in winning can ever happen either.
Exactly.
That would be taken away. You know, and he's motivated by that. Mm-hmm. And so now he's really proud of his math homework. And I did it again last night. And he had missed two, I think. And he was so down in the doldrums. I was like, God, you missed two. There's 20. That's great. That's an A. That's so awesome. And it pumped him right back up, you know, because if he hadn't failed all that time, it wouldn't be so cool to finally get it. Oh, don't get me started on this.
No, this is where liberalism and secular humanism is taking us. And it is down a very sad and deadly path.
And you know what? It's interesting. Of all the muck in the world and the bad things, God broke it down to like 10, right? Like 10 not to 10 worse, right? To make it really easy. Because you really could have done, you know, 235 with, you know, a couple amended sections A, B, and C, you know, for commandments. But think about, I mean, including, you know, along with thou shalt not kill, you know, the covet commandment.
Actually, thou shalt not commit murder.
Well, yeah. That's a good point. Yes, murder is a distinction. We could go, But that's how destructive that coveting is. Mm-hmm. And this whole ideology is literally an exercise in violating that commandment. Mm-hmm. You know? Don't get me started. It's so frustrating. Anyway, just watch for that to catch on. Now that we can't have any valedictorians, now we're going to not have any grades. What's next? Just don't come to school. You might get one wrong. And anyway, you could fall and trip on the playground. Stay home. Be dumb. Never experience winning. Not even a little bit. That's the cost of never experiencing losing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, because it's Valentine's Day, we're going to jump on the line and take one or two more of these stories. Adam in... Let's go to Daniel because he's been waiting for a while. Let's do Daniel first. Daniel in Greenville. Okay, you met your wife when she shot you in the head. Is this a cautionary tale? Does it have a happy ending? No. Is Daniel still not there? All right, Daniel, you may want to text us. All right, we'll jump down to Adam. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Hey, Tara, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
I met my wife at MCI after I moved here from New York. And the thing that stuck out the most about me was one day driving to work, my engine went out on my car. I walk into the job and nobody's really there except her. And she really didn't know me that well, but I walked up to her and I said, my engine blew. Can I borrow your car? And she just handed the keys over without even saying a word. And we started dating from there. Now, 23 years later, two kids later, she is my best friend. Oh. She's strong. She's shown me what unconditional, strong love is. And she just means the world to me, even though she doesn't believe me a good bit of the time. But she means the world to me.
Oh, Adam, that's awesome. That is so awesome. You should
Happy
share
Valentine's
this with her.
Day.
Oh, so go ahead.
Happy Valentine's Day, Tara.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And Adam, you should share this with her. Do you tell her that she's your best friend?
Not enough. I don't tell her enough. I don't tell her as much as I should, and I don't share it with her as much as I should.
All right. Well, she needs to hear it on the podcast then. I think this is awesome.
You got it.
Awesome. Well,
thanks, Tara.
Thank you, Adam. And for those of you listening earlier, we had a guy call up. And you know what is awesome is he called up in tears. And his voice cracking, and I assumed halfway through that call that his wife of 38 years had passed. I just assumed that's why he was crying on Valentine's. She's still alive. She's at work. He just wanted to talk about how much he loved her. That's out there, folks. That is awesome. Do you ever see that on television? No, what is it? Marriage is a drag, sucks, boring. Don't get enough sex. Come on, that's what it is. Is it not? The zest is gone. don't get married, have a throuple, got to do that to be interesting. That's what I love. I love what I get on the text line. I love talking about this because I think there are a lot of happy married people. I think there are a lot of people who do luck out and do win life's lottery. You just don't hear about them because it doesn't fit the media narrative, first of all. And quite frankly, the bad stuff makes the news a lot easier than the good stuff does. But I do think it's possible. And I love hearing people who have tried it, done it, and are super happy. So thank you for sharing your story with me. Love that. Glad that you're happy, and I hope you guys have a wonderful Valentine's Day. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Text line 71307. All right. And Chris, if you could turn the audio back. Yeah, you got it. You got the audio back on. He's doing three things in there at one time. I just want to hit this again really quickly. This whole Bill Barr thing. And I got people really riled up earlier to the point I had to get off of this. And I don't criticize Trump much because I've never seen a person fight harder, not even Reagan, for us. But I think he made a real mistake with this Roger Stone thing. I genuinely do. And I think Bill Barr was right to slap him down. And in fact, Bill Barr scared the heck out of me because I thought he was quitting yesterday. I mean, I thought he might be warning Trump he was quitting is a better way to put it. Here's what Bill Barr actually said in that interview.
That's the
But let me set this up for a second, okay? Because you got to understand this. Okay. Here's what actually happened, okay? This is from the Wall Street Journal. I'm talking about Roger Stone, right? You've heard about this, the 9 to 7 years, an absolutely outrageous sentence for Roger Stone. Who really is more of a political prisoner than a criminal. And so here's what happened. The zealots on the Mueller team decided they wanted 9 to 7 years for him. U.S. Attorney Tim Shea, who is not a political appointee, flipped out. Thought that sentence was really excessive. Went to the department's leadership, along with some other career officials, and that's how Bill Barr found out about it. So, according to the Wall Street Journal, as the deadline for the filing neared, the prosecutors threatened to withdraw from the case unless they got their demands. And so, basically, the leadership, including Bill Barr of the Department of Justice, had to step in and say, no, we're not recommending 7 to 9 years. Not doing that. What we're going to do is leave it up to the judge, but we're going to instead present a list of mitigating factors, essentially an argument why he should not get 7 to 9 years. All of this was done and decided before Trump put out that Roger Stone tweet. So now Barr's screwed because that recommendation of his, now we're going to withdraw the 7 to 9 years, is already hitting. It looks like he's doing Trump's bidding. You can hear the exasperation in his voice, and I share it. Look, if you want Roger Stone out of the clutches of these evil people, I get it. I'm with you. We documented how badly he's been treated yesterday. Pardon him. Pardon him and be done with it. But the thing is, Bill Barr has announced that he is conducting a criminal investigation into the deep state actors. Is this a plot to exonerate them because he's on their side, or is he for real? I don't know. I go back and forth on this all the time. I do not know, but I'll tell you this. If Bill Barr is honestly trying to rein in the Department of Justice and the FBI and the deep state, Trump just totally gutted his credibility yesterday. I mean, this was the argument that, or with that tweet on Stone, I should say, this is the argument the Democrats are going to make. Barr is the hired hand of Trump. He's lawless. He's just, you know, in there to get retribution for Trump. And he's not, you know, he's not about the rule of law. And with what Trump did with Stone, he literally gave Democrats Exhibit A to make that argument, to try to protect the deep state. And for the Democrats, protecting the deep state is protecting themselves. And don't forget, this whole lying and spying thing, the 17 instances of perjury, every one of them a felony before the FISA court, that all came about because of the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, on the crimes they and Hillary committed to create the Steele dossier. So the Democrats are highly interested in this. And you can hear the frustration in Bill Barr's voice when he's like, dude, this was already taken care of before the tweet.
Once the tweet occurred, the question is, well, now what do I do? And do you go forward with what you think is the right decision, or do you pull back because of the tweet? And that just sort of illustrates how disruptive these tweets can be.
Yeah. Honest to God, I don't know at this point if Bill Barr has the public credibility to go after Comey or McCabe. I don't know if he does.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm watching this Bloomberg thing, Lee, and I cannot believe it.
Okay.
I cannot believe Bloomberg has not been completely condemned straight out of the Democrat primary by now. By the leadership of the Democrat Party. I mean, if you wanted to talk about a walking, talking example of everything that the Democrats have claimed Trump was and repudiated.
Yeah.
But then amp it up to be much worse. I mean, this is a guy who didn't just say we need to do stop and frisk, which would be one thing, but who said we need to stop and frisk minorities because white people get stopped too much. I mean, this guy is basing what he wants to do totally on race and not at all on statistics. I mean, he is everything. And what do the Democrats do when he shows up? This is the incredible part. They stand strong when Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and other people like that end up dropping out of the race because they don't meet the qualifications. They stand strong on having them, you know, not allowing them in the debate. And then what? Mike Bloomberg, white guy extraordinaire, gets to buy new rules. He gets to buy a whole new set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is exactly what they've accused Donald Trump of doing and being, and they don't care. It is stunning. I mean, CNN the other day was trying to explain away Bloomberg's racism. Here's what GQ just wrote. Bloomberg's sexism, like that of fellow New York billionaire Donald Trump, has been prolific and well-documented. But for some reason, the stories about him don't seem to have taken hold. I'll tell you why. It's because the left does not actually care about women.
Oh, I know. This is all about political power. It always
is. Yeah, they don't care about black people. They don't care about women. They don't care about gay people. They don't care about anybody. No,
they
want to
win
power.
An election. They want power. It doesn't make any difference. I think part of this is they're scared of Bernie because they're afraid that he's going to lose the presidency for them. And I think that they are willing to let Bloomberg buy his way into this because they could use the money.
Yeah.
And he's willing to spend his own money. He's already said he's willing to spend at least $2 billion.
Oh, is it two? I thought it was one, defeating
$2
Trump.
$2 billion.
Yeah.
And the Republicans are only projected to have about $1 billion ready for this race. The president's already got nearly $250,000 war chest already and is smashing fundraising records and on pace to be able to raise about $1 billion for the presidential race. But Bloomberg is willing. Apparently, he's got the cash where he could come up with about $2 billion to spend for this race. And I just think the Democrats they're afraid of crazy Bernie. They're not confident in Buttigieg or Amy Klobuchar. And they're willing to allow Bloomberg with the background that would have eliminated any Republican or independent from running.
Oh, the media would have. I mean, can you imagine if a Republican with this background had shown up? This is worse than Trump.
And I'm going to remind folks of this. Michael Bloomberg ran as a Republican from 2000 to 2007. He was elected as mayor of New York as a Republican. Now, I believe it was in his second or third term. I believe he was there for three terms that he changed parties. He did not run as a Democrat until later. He was a Democrat early on, changed to Republican, and then I think he became an independent, I believe is what he did eventually. But so this is a guy that has no real political ideology. And I know people always want to say, oh, vote for the person, not for the party. And yeah, I get that. But the thing is, I want to vote for a person that's with the right party and with the right ideals, with the right principles, with the right, you know, worldview. That's what I'm concerned about.
Here's a headline on the GQ article. Why is Bloomberg's long history of egregious sexism getting a pass? Now, here's going to be the real, I mean, this, and this is all over. They are articles just like this on the racism. From you know them calling it racism, not me, from Time, Newsweek. Here's the thing. If you've been on Twitter in the last week, absolute outrage from the left ensued. The left made Bloomberg, the hashtag Bloomberg is racist trend this week. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's after the white elderly billionaire buys himself a new set of rules in the Democrat Party, right? Here's what's going to be fascinating. The elites are all in on this because they don't really care about sexism, racism, homophobia, any of those. They do not care. It's whatever it takes to get power. I've said that for the longest time. And Bloomberg is proof positive of that, right? Okay, so all of that is going on. Here's what's going to be interesting. I've seen on Twitter the outrage over Bloomberg. Are the elites going to be able to convince the party, the base, to go along with this Bloomberg thing? I mean, we haven't even gotten that. By the way, they haven't even dropped all the race tape stuff yet. I was reading this yesterday. Do you remember Bloomberg talking about taxing the poor? So we need to tax the poor because they're basically too stupid to make good decisions for themselves. I mean, to take their money so that they won't buy things like, you know, junk food.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I mean, seriously, this is who you got. The party of everybody but us is a racist. This is who you're going to run? This guy?
So I listen to people saying, oh, we don't want to tax the poor. Well, we want the poor to live longer, get education and enjoy life. And that's why you do want to do exactly what a lot of people say you don't want to do. The question is, do you want to pander to those people or do you want to get them to live longer? And there's just no question. If you raise taxes on full sugary drinks, for example, they will drink less. And there's just no question that full sugar drinks are one of the major contributors to obesity. And obesity is one of the major contributors to heart disease and cancer and a variety of other things. Mm.
So it's regressive. It is good. There are lots of tax experts in the room and fiscal experts. And I'm very pleased that they hear you say that. And they all say the two things in life which are absolutely certain. One is death. The other one is tax. So you use one to defer the other one.
That's correct.
Okay.
That is exactly right. Well said.
By the way, that was not 2005 or 2007. That was 2018.
Huh.
We got to tax the poor because they're too damn dumb to make their own decisions. Mm-hmm. Bloomberg. Can you imagine if Trump had said such a thing? Oh, God, we'd never hear the end of it. I mean, when you ask a leftist, why do you think Trump's racist? They'll go back to the Charlottesville thing,
yeah,
which the media selectively edited, took out of context, yeah, and even Chuck Todd admitted,
right,
he didn't say anything racist. I played that clip before, too, that it was actually selectively edited. Or do you want to play this guy? Well, we got to say, you know, most of the crime is black people, and so that's why we got to go into black neighborhoods and take their guns. I mean, I mean, they only wish they had Trump on tape saying that. And now this?
Yeah.
This is going to be the most fascinating test. I never believe, Lee, that the elites actually believe anything they say about any of this.
No,
stuff.
I
do not believe it. I think it's a cudgel that they use to silence the opposition because they can't win arguments. But what we're going to find out in this race, does the base actually believe all this stuff?
Yeah.
Does the base actually oppose racism, classism, discrimination? Do they really going to elect a guy who mocks women when he finds out women who work for him are pregnant and tells them to get an abortion and then pays out a settlement over it?
And it's interesting to me.
Are they really going
to
do that?
That he's waiting until Super Tuesday to start his real campaign. Because what he's trying to do is, if you've got a lot of money, then what you can do in Super Tuesday is that you can flood the major metropolitan markets of each of those states with ads, try to get turn out your vote there, and then you can manipulate the delegate process by, you know, super attracting those metropolitan areas where you're going to have a lot of Democrat voters to begin with, and go after those delegates on that day, completely forgetting about the other states prior to that and quite honestly after that. Because if Bloomberg comes across with a whole bunch of delegates on Super Tuesday, this thing could be over.
It's going to be fascinating to watch, because after this, if they put Bloomberg in, don't even tell me Trump's racist. Don't you even dare tell me. I don't even want to hear it.
And quite honestly, I know that Bernie has already been crying this, but we're going to find out if Democrats can be bought.
Yeah.
Because you're Bloomberg is not a Democrat ideologue, just like Trump is not a Republican ideologue. Bloomberg is an outsider. And he plays politics along the edges.
By the way, did you see what NBC just did? They actually put a thing out. It was about Fidel Castro and how when he came to power, he too, like Bernie, claimed he wasn't a communist. And look what happened.
Wow. NBC did that?
Yeah. It was on their website. And it was shared on Twitter and it went all over the place yesterday. And I was just like, wait a minute. Hold on. Just saying. You're worried. You want to condemn Bernie as a communist. You are the same people, all of you, who thought that AOC's Green New Deal was the most brilliant thing you'd ever heard. All loved it. And what does that do? That makes illegal a ton, different industries, forces other industries to make certain stuff. It is socialism, in a can. And y'all thought it was the most brilliant thing ever. And now all of a sudden it's bad if Bernie's a communist or a socialist or whatever, but y'all think AOC's a genius. How do you square those two things?
Well, I mean, this is part of their media effort to silence the Bernie side of it because they don't think he's a winner.
I know. It's literally, again, it comes down to power, not what they believe. They don't believe what they say they believe. We've known that again about the leadership. We're going to find it out about the base. We're going to find out if the base is as hypocritical as the leadership or if they really believe this stuff. And hold the leadership accountable. It's going to be fascinating to watch. It really is. I got to tell you, though, out of every candidate I've seen in this field so far, including Joe, who never scared me because he was so addled and crazy, Bloomberg scares me more than any other candidate just because of those deep pockets.
Yeah.
And the fact that he hasn't had to go through this primary and define himself as an open borders guy. He can be whatever he wants right now.
Yeah.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm wiping tears from my eyes at Lee. Yes, Lee, Democrats can be bought. Happy Valentine's Day. You're a Buckeyes fan. Texter writes, hey, Tara, is it possible to be taxed to death? I don't know, but the left will try it before it's all over. Texter writes, remember, Bloomberg is the no supersized drink guy. He's all about the nanny state. Yeah, and it's amazing. He just spells it out. He's all about the nanny state. For certain classes of people. It's not for everybody. It's not for him. It's for black people and poor people. I mean, he spells it out. So it's remarkable that he's still standing. Because let me tell you what, if he was in a Republican primary, he wouldn't be. It is amazing. Yeah, the left who's so intolerant. The cancel culture left. I know people who literally freak out on, Chris Pratt, because he got caught wearing a Betsy Ross flag. They're so offended, they just literally almost catch fire. Try to destroy people. I mean, the people so offended that before you're allowed to do a Super Bowl performance at halftime, you've got to make donations to all the right places and then condemn the Salvation Army. I mean, these people, that they are willing to tolerate this, a guy who is literally a caricature of everything they say they hate, as their nominee. Texter writes, people still sending me these and I love them. Tara, I met my wife Stephanie on a church college group hiking trip. It was January and we were having to cross a creek by jumping rocks. She was in front of me trying to jump to another rock. She slipped, but I was able to catch her before she fell in. However, to do so, I fell in and got soaked. We talked the rest of the hike. I didn't even mind or think of being wet and cold. She had my full attention and still does. We've been together 19 years and married for 15 years and have 3 kids. She is my best friend, an amazing woman. I love her so much. So says Corey. Oh, I love that. That is awesome. Texter writes, you are wrong, Tara. The president is the top commander. If he sees injustice, he should point it out. Barr is being weak, just like the Republicans always do. Trump is trying to teach him how to fight. Biden can say he got a prosecutor fired. Nothing happens. The left should be exposed every day. Another texter writes, Tara, Barr knows Trump tweets. Why didn't he go to Trump and tell him what was going down and not to tweet anything? It appears Barr is part of the deep state. We'll find out. I still don't know. Texter writes, hey, Tara, your daughter needs to know that if you, as a parent and her mother, allows her to not give her best with her schoolwork or other areas of life, the abilities and talents given to her by God, then you will be held accountable before him. Great point. She needs to understand that from a biblical point of view. But most of all, that you are asking her to do this because you love her. Proverbs says, raise up a child in the way he or she should go. And when she is old, she will not depart from it. So says Stanley in Greenville. Thank you very much for putting it that way, Stanley. I may cut and paste that one into my email and read it directly to her. Thank you. Another radio talk show host revealed yesterday that Barr was misled by prosecutors who did not reveal to him that they were going for such a long sentence. We had that yesterday as well, too. Oh, on a flip comment I made about sex and marriage. Oh, boy. There's not getting enough sex, the texter writes. And then there's getting no sex for a long, long time. And that includes any affection, not just sexual pleasure. Sex should be a part of married life, but not the only thing. After all, God told us to be one flesh. Okay, point well taken. Texter writes, Texter, I hope you read this on air. We will be married 21 years this September. My Anthony is my best friend, and I wouldn't want to imagine navigating this life without him by my side. There are definitely happy couples out there. Thank you for sharing your happiness with me. I love that. Finally, we'll wrap this up. Tara, I don't know if it was planned, but Barr appears to be more credible now. I hope you're right. All right, have a great Valentine's Day and a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.